In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
This room anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a
game? There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
f***ing here. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Jeesh. Let's try this again, man. Start over.
Press reset. Start the PlayStation over. Turn the Xbox back on.
Good morning, USA.
Yo. Angela Yee's out today. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
Absolutely. What'd you do last night, bro?
You know what? I actually did absolutely positively nothing. You know, Wednesday is my nanny's day off, and my wife had to get her hair done, so it was daddy daycare. So I was in control of everything. So Logan had basketball practice. Everybody came with me. My daughter had acting lessons. Everybody came with me. So it was pretty fun. I had a great time. I love daddy daycare day.
Yeah, I didn't do much yesterday. I went to the gym. Mm-hmm. And then I had sex after midnight. Well, actually, I finished right after midnight, which is good. Because if I have sex after midnight, meaning like around 12:15, 12:20, yeah, I'm done.
So you started before midnight,
started
but
before
you just ended
midnight.
After.
Yeah, started at 11:57, ended around 12:02.
Okay. Well, today I got to go out to Hampton University after the show where they're doing their 40th anniversary. It's called Black Family all weekend. They're just having different people that graduated from Hampton and different people that are influencers in the community.
Going Hampton, a black school?
Huh?
In Hampton, a HBCU?
It is HBCU.
So why they got to call it Black Family?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I would assume.
They wanted me to come up there today and talk about my family. So Guy and I will be flying out there today to talk to the students. I know Ademu, who is a radio host in D.C., he'll be there. And also, I think Roland Martin was there, too.
Roland Martin went to Hampton?
Yeah, no, he didn't go to Hampton, I don't believe. But I know he was there talking to the students yesterday.
That's my guy. Salute to Roland Martin.
So he was there. So I'm excited about that. So I'll go to my Hampton University and talk to the students.
And on today's show, I got my guys, my Uncommon Sense alumni. Desus and Mero will be here from Desus and Mero on Viceland. Drop on the Clues Bombs with Desus and Mero. They'll be here next hour.
I've been waiting for them.
What do you mean?
Just want to have a nice conversation with them.
With Desus and Mero?
Yeah.
They're nice guys.
I told our producer, I said, when they come, make sure you book them on the day that I'm here. Don't book them on the day that I'm not here.
Why do I sense a little beige rage coming from you?
Nah, no beige rage. I'm too grown for beige rage.
I sense a little beige rage. What's
no,
up, man? What's wrong?
No beige rage.
You want to smoke with Desus and Mero or something?
Smoke?
What's wrong with you?
I don't want to smoke behind them.
What's wrong with you, man?
Nothing.
Why your energy changes just now?
Some people I don't want to smoke behind, but we need to have a conversation. I just want to have a conversation. Can we all have a conversation?
We have a conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You better have that same energy when they come in here.
What time they coming?
It'd be at 7 o'clock, because you know all the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. All right, so you better have that same energy when they come in here, Mr. Conversation.
I'm just asking. Okay. I never seen them on the block. I'm just curious.
Because you older than them. Oh. From a different borough.
Oh.
That's why.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that would be the point. That's probably why. But anyway, we'll kick it with, what's the name?
Oh, you're spicy this morning.
What?
Jesus and Mero.
Those guys.
Don't be disrespectful.
I'm just asking a question,
ooh,
brother.
Drop on the clues bomb for the spice. I lick my finger. Put it in the air. Temperature feels spicy in here. You better have that same energy when they come in here next hour, goddammit.
Okay.
All right?
All right, well.
He gonna say nothing to nobody.
All right. Mm. All right, and we have front page news up next. We'll tell you about Toys R Us. If you get a holiday job at Toys R Us, that might be ending soon. I'll tell you all about it. And also, if you own a Ford, you might have to be careful because there's some steering wheels just falling
off.
Lord
have mercy. America just ain't what it used to be. Toys R Us falling off, Ford steering wheels falling off. America just ain't what it used to be.
We'll
man.
Tell you about it when we come back. So keep it locked. Front page news is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good
morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's
Let's get
happening?
Some front page news. Now, just a quick update. United Airlines, we reported this story yesterday. Now they're going to start issuing a bright color tag to tell you that there are actually pets in the customer's traveling luggage. So they'll have a bright color tag so they can actually see now so they won't have this problem again.
I really want to know what happened in that situation because I gave United Airlines and the two passengers donkey of the day yesterday because I just feel like if United tells you to put your dog in the overhead bin and you put your dog in the overhead bin, then you're just as dumb as the person who told you to put your dog in the overhead bin.
And just quickly, they messed up yesterday. They sent somebody's dog. I believe the dog's supposed to go to Wisconsin. They actually sent somebody's dog to Japan yesterday by accident. He didn't die, though. The dog didn't die, but the dog went to Japan. All right. Now, let's talk about Ford. Ford is recalling 1.4 million cars because the steering wheel can come off. Yes, that's what they're saying. So they're saying if you own a Ford Fusion S, SE, Hybrid S, Hybrid SE, Fusion Sport, Fusion Platinum, pretty much if you're an Uber driver, because that's where they're all Ford Fusions. Definitely go get your car checked out because steering wheels are just popping off, allegedly.
Correct me if I'm wrong, right? But didn't back in the day, people used to take their steering wheels off to avoid the car getting stolen? Wasn't
they did.
That a thing?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
That was a security thing where you can actually take your steering wheel off and actually walk around with it. But
so how do we know this isn't the case? How do you know Ford didn't add this to their cars and didn't tell nobody?
I think they're coming off while people are driving. That's why.
That's dope.
No.
So
it's
what
not.
Happens when they wreck?
Yeah, you can't turn. Your steering wheel falls off.
Oh, man, that's a hell of a lawsuit.
That is.
Who out there got a class action lawsuit against Ford right now?
Well, that's if you own a Fusion or a Lincoln MKZ, both from model years 2014 to 2018. Definitely go get your car checked out.
What if you're riding in your Uber and the steering wheel come off? What do you rate the person? Do they still charge you?
I'm sure they don't charge you, and I don't think the rate matters at that time, and you could probably sue. All right, and lastly, Toys R Us. And, you know, this sucks. A lot of people I know depend on Toys R Us, especially around the holidays, to get a little extra money, get a little extra work hours. They've been in business over 70 years. It looks like they are closing. They will shut down all of its 735 stores in the United States, according to documents yesterday. About 31,000 jobs in the United States are at risk. They are filing for bankruptcy.
I mean, that's not surprising, though. I mean, we live in a digital world. I mean, like, when Christmas comes around and birthdays comes around, my wife is not going into no Toys R Us no more. She's ordering off Amazon or ordering off Toys R Us online or something.
But don't your kids still get excited to go to Toys R Us? Like, let's go to Toys R Us. And
why? You can just give them the freaking pamphlet and let them look through the pamphlet, pick out what they
That's
want.
That's not the
it
same.
Still comes to the house.
Going down the aisle and seeing your favorite G.I. Joe stuff or the cars or the exciting bikes that
listen,
were there.
Listen, old man.
Power
okay.
wheels.
Them kids don't care. All right? All they want to do is look through the little pamphlet of the manual, see what they want, pick what they want, and when they get it, they happy. They do not care about being in no Toys R Us.
Well, I'm going to miss that time going down them aisles and seeing all that stuff. There was a candy aisle, G.I. Joe aisle, Care Bear aisle, the troll
aisle. There's a candy
aisle
at Toys R Us?
Yeah, there's a candy aisle right as soon as you walk in. All the candy on the left-hand side.
I didn't go in Toys R Us much when I was young.
I can tell.
Wasn't a toy guy. Mm. I was a He-Man G.I. Joe guy.
They had it at Toys R Us.
Yeah, I used to get those from Walmart. Walmart, Kmart. Remember Kmart?
Well, we didn't really have Walmart and Kmarts and Target. Oh, yeah. Well, nobody had Targets, but nobody really had that growing up. We all had
well,
Toys R Us.
In the country. South Carolina. Okay.
Oh. All right. Well, that's front page news. And also, March Madness. All my basketball fans, March Madness begins today. All right?
This is it. Yo, all you young hoes, God bless you. You know what I'm saying? If you want to see who D, y'all should be riding next year in the NBA draft. You have to start watching March Madness now, okay? You know what I mean? Don't wait until the draft comes and then you start looking to see who the hot prospects. Get the knowledge now.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night or bad morning, or maybe you just want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest.
Do you want to tell us why you're mad? Because Desus and Mero are going to be here next hour, and, you know, you seem like you don't really want them here.
If I didn't want them here, they wouldn't be here.
So what's the problem?
There's no problem.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to tell us why you're mad now?
No, I'm good.
I taste salt.
No, I'm good.
Tastes a little salt in my tea this morning.
I'm good.
You don't want to spill the tea? Spill the tea.
I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
Okay. We'll see you next hour.
All right. Who's coming?
Why are you so disrespectful?
Well, I forgot the name.
You keep it up. Desus and Mero are going to be here next hour.
Okay,
all right,
great.
My guys, you better have that same energy when they come in here.
800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? It's Southside Chief.
What's up, my brother? Get it off your chest.
Man, I'm trying to see if y'all ever checked out the video or not, man.
Of course we didn't.
I definitely did. I forgot all about it. Send it to me now, brother.
You're not watching that.
Now I'm going to watch it right now this morning. I got a little time this morning.
I got bright privilege at home, and I'm supporting the PNB Rock record, and I can't get a play.
What PNB Rock record?
Going with 50 Cent.
I ain't put it out yet.
This is crazy to me. So being that you got black privilege at home and you listen to Envy's music, Envy got to play your music? That's not how this works.
He just wants us to listen to watch his video.
Oh, nah.
He couldn't have. Send it to me again. I'll check it out, bro. Hello, who's this?
Yo, Envy, what's good? It's iPhone 10. What's popping, boy?
iPhone, what's up, brother?
Yo, I got to get it off my chest, bro. I don't like, bro, when y'all be feeling uncomfortable up there, man. Last time Birdman was up there, you know what I mean? I couldn't make it. But I got time today for them coming up there today. What's good, bro?
First of all, everybody relax. Nobody was uncomfortable when Birdman was here, number one.
Well, not uncomfortable. I just wish that I was there just to hold it down for y'all because y'all the homies.
And
I got time today.
Relax. Desus and Mero, they're my guys.
They wouldn't hurt a fly.
Envy, what's good, Envy?
What's good, iPhone? Hey, iPhone, yo, I apologize for hanging up on you the other day. I missed what you were saying.
Don't worry about that, bro. What's good about what's going on today, bro?
Ain't nothing going on today. Everybody relax. What's wrong with y'all this morning?
They wouldn't hurt a fly.
Charlie, man, you better hold it down.
They wouldn't hurt a fly. But iPhone called the other day, and he was talking about he was going to get a bunch of sex pills with his tax refund, but it's not to have sex. He wanted to invest in it and buy some pills and reflip them in the hood.
Yeah, man. Heck yeah. It's popping down there. But
yo, that'd be dope. That'd be fly if you the guy responsible for a bunch of people with hard-ons in the hood, that's dope, man.
Hey.
All right, man. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Coquito.
Coquito, get it off your chest, bro.
Are you the puppy that died on the United flight?
Yes, Charlamagne, it's me speaking to you from the dog grave.
Okay, what do you want, bro?
I would like to get it off my chest and tell you why I passed out and faded away in that plane.
Okay, goodbye, if you're just joining us, this is the dog that died on the United Airlines flight.
I'm not even
Coquito.
Playing with him this morning, man.
Why you ain't let Coquito talk, man?
It ain't even funny, man. Somebody's crying about their dog. Boy,
that dog is dead because the passengers were silly.
Hello, who's this?
Lana, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, Lana, get it off your chest.
Yes, I would like to get off my chest. I want to talk about Betsy DeVos, and everybody keeps talking about why she's so unqualified. She's super qualified.
How is she qualified? She's not qualified to be the Secretary of Education, the Education Secretary.
She's super qualified to be there for the reason they have her there. Look at how she dumbed down Michigan. They went from having one of the best school systems in the country to one of the worst.
You have to explain what you mean, baby. You're confusing me right now.
Yeah, you confuse me too.
Not that she's good for us. She's good for the reason that she was chosen for that post.
Oh, you mean her job was to make sure African Americans and minorities have...
Well, not just us, because they've even sold themselves out at this point.
So you think she's dumbing down our youth?
Yes, deliberately.
Oh, okay. Well, say that. Well, why couldn't you just say that?
You could have said that. Yeah, you could have said that. You confused us at first.
I think that what happened is we're running down rabbit holes and not really paying attention to what's happened. Ever since the election of Trump, several things have been shown to us. And rather than us taking advantage of it and watching and protecting ourselves, we're complaining about stuff that's really irrelevant.
Oh,
for
baby.
Example,
no.
We now know that 52% of the women who voted are misogynists.
Huh?
we know that now because they voted for Trump. We now know that the evangelists don't believe none of the stuff they say. They don't get high on their own supply. They push it.
I said, basically the mask has been pulled off America. A lot of the things that we knew have now been 100% confirmed. You're absolutely right. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't give a damn about the Trump administration. I don't care what the Trump administration does. Government, F government. I'm politicking myself. You hear me?
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
Wake your ass. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Dawn Tate.
Hey, Dawn Tate, get it off your chest.
I am upset because when we had the snowstorm, I got stuck in there in the snowstorm in my car, cold for 8 hours from 3 p.m. to 11 o'clock in the evening. I called the tow truck. They never showed. The next day, I get my car towed after I get it out the snow, get it out. Following day, I get a ticket. And then the next day, my boyfriend loses his job.
Damn.
So I am stressing. And now he has his cousin moved in last night. And they stayed up all night talking, kept me up. So when I woke up this morning, I turned on my music real loud, started slamming doors, dishes, and everything because they kept me up all night and I could not sleep. And then when it's time for me to wake up, that's when they decide to lay down and go to sleep.
Well, stop being so petty, man. They were just talking. He's stressed right now. I needed somebody to talk to. Stop being so petty.
I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, boy. But I understand that. But at the same time, when I left last night to do something for him, and that's my problem. I'm always doing something for people and I get the raw end of the deal. I get another ticket. And
you got bad karma, bad vibes around. You need to pray it off, Bama.
No, she really doesn't. Yes. She needs to stay being the way she is so you can call up to tell them why you're mad every day. Okay?
Oh, goodness.
And make everybody else feel good about their life because they don't have your problems.
Hello?
Hello?
Turn your radio down.
I'm here. What's up? What is it? Envy?
Hey, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Oh, man. All right. So I hate to touch up on it, but I got to let y'all know. Mm-hmm. What's up, Shaw?
What's up, my brother?
Hey. I'm a combat vet, man. And let me tell y'all something. It's a very easy and simple solution.
To what?
Put arm these teachers with rulers and belts and lead on these kids. That'll get them right. You know what I mean? Don't give them no guns.
Oh, you mean allow the teachers to put hands on the students sometime?
Yeah, you know, they don't need guns. Because, you know, teachers have a bad day. Next thing you know, they're going to bust off around because they're having a bad day at a kid that is misunderstood. You know what I'm saying? When I grew up, principals, my English teacher, my librarian tore off in my butt. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Why you let them do that? Listen, I'm a bit, growing up, too, the principals used to do that to me, too. It wasn't the teachers, though. Like, we had principals. We had Mr. Barnett. We had Mr. Bonds. They definitely would paddle us in middle school.
Yeah, we had Miss Harris.
No doubt. I grew up in New Orleans, too, bro, and it was tough. It was tough. Them teachers, everybody, they dug off into you. And then your parents would embarrass you out there when you're waiting on the bus. They'd be sitting right there. And
yes, sir.
They're like, boom. But I think they're making the government need to let the military and government guys and girls who serve, who know how to handle assault weapons, be the only ones to buy these things. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be honest though. I don't want principals and stuff disciplining my kids personally. I don't know why they used to allow that back in the day
us.
Mm-hmm. But I just don't trust people like that in our era to have the kind of wherewithal they need to properly discipline my children. Because even still, teachers can still be having a bad day, and principals still can be having a bad day and just be beating your kids for no goddamn reason.
That's true, but we definitely got popped with rulers or they grab your ear and turn your ears. I definitely remember that.
Mr. Barnett was a principal. He was about 6'4". 3'10", big, solid white dude. He used to have a paddle. He had holes strategically cutting his paddle so when he would swing it, the air would come through it so it would just... nothing could stop it. No pressure. Bow. Mm. Oh, it was bad.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. When we come back, we have rumors. I got to tell you about an interesting phone call that came to me yesterday. You know the dude that punched Bow Wow?
No, I don't know the dude who punched Bow Wow.
Well, he called me yesterday.
But that means you need to get your life together.
I need to change my number.
You need to get your life together. You need to change your lifestyle.
I'll tell you about that conversation during the rumors. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's happening?
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk about the guy that punched Bow Wow. Well, he called me yesterday.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
Angela.
Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
You need to change your life, bro.
Well, I was just minding my business yesterday, and then I seen a Miami number come up in my phone.
Okay.
I was kind of skeptical, but I picked it up.
Why? It's Miami. We got mad people in Miami. Drop on the clues bombs from Miami. I understand you being skeptical of Florida, as you should.
No, but everybody in Miami that I know, I have their number saved.
Oh, like E-Class and
E-Class,
Khaled,
whether it's Khaled or
my man Sam Sneak, all
33
those guys.
And third,
yeah,
all those
33
guys,
and third, Logic. Yeah.
So I was like, hello? They was like, yo, hold on. I was like, huh? And they was like, yeah, I'm gonna put the dude on the phone that punched Bow Wow. I was
okay,
like,
stop, okay. Stop right there. And that's when you should have hung up.
Nah.
Why?
Because it was interesting at that point. I said,
see?
Okay, let me hear this.
Okay.
So the guy's like, what's up? I said, what's up? I said, so what happened?
Why do you care? We saw the video.
I'm just curious. So he was like, this was actually at the 444 concert. So this was about, what, 4 or 5 months ago. They said that, I guess Bow Wow was talking about Future.
We remember that.
And they didn't like it. So one of the dudes, you know, walked around Bow Wow's people and...
Oh, God.
He said duffed him out. He said nothing happened after that. He said he did lose a piece of jewelry. Oh, I guess a piece of his jewelry fell off. But he said there was no fight. There was no confrontation and nothing like that. He said he duffed him out. And then he just kind of just went on his merry way.
How much time did you waste on this phone call? Did you look down after you hung up, did you look and see how much time you had wasted? Time that you will never get back in your life?
No.
Let me tell you something. My therapist tells me that you either avoid, approach, or attach. I try to avoid things like that.
I usually do, but it was interesting.
I don't know. I don't even like to talk to N-words after 5 p.m.
Nah.
All right? And that's all N-word behavior.
It was before 5. It was about 3:30.
As soon as you call me and say, yo, I'm about to put the person that punched Bow Wow on the phone, I'm hanging up on you, and I'm blocking your number.
Mm.
Whoever called me, your number's blocked.
All right. Well, that was the situation. So that's firsthand of what he said happened. All right, now
I got nothing from that.
I know, but I'm just telling you what he told me. Let's talk about Toni Braxton. Now, it looks like she owes more than $750,000 in back taxes.
Toni?
Yes, Toni Braxton.
Birdman got it.
They said she owes $113,000 from 2015, $116,000 from 2016, and they said she has a lien for $310,000 from 15 and $240,000 from 2016.
I swear to God, whenever I hear about people owing tax money, I just got to take a deep breath, man. I just get anxiety thinking about it. I don't want those problems, okay?
Now, she filed for bankruptcy in the past, but this is absolutely positively new stuff. So she's been down this road again, so we'll see what happens.
God bless her, man. I hope that she gets her finances in order. I don't wish tax problems on nobody. Pay your goddamn taxes, everybody.
And lastly, her sister, Tamar, I don't know if you've seen her new picture or her video, she cut all her hair off. She says, I'm over feeling captive to a wig, a weave, people's comments, and opinions. Hell, even my own feelings. We can choose to stop these things from having the power and victory over us. And for me, that starts today. And now she's bald head. You seen the picture?
Yeah, she looked pretty.
Yeah.
I hate when you do Rumor Report. I can't stand it.
I don't do rumors. That's not what I do.
I hate it. I hate it.
You do it.
No, I don't want to.
I mean, either.
It just doesn't sound right.
It doesn't.
Angela Yee needs to be here to do Rumor Report. I hate it.
What do you want me to do?
You just need to rub your nipples as you're talking. This guy, as you're over there just gossiping, just rub your nipples, please.
Anyway, all right.
Okay?
Now, let's get serious.
Next hour, my guys are coming in. Desus and Merrill. If you don't know who Desus and Merrill are, they have a show on. Man, shut up. Stop being disrespectful. What's your issue with Desus and Merrill?
Man. We're gonna talk to them next hour. These two guys.
They used to be on my television show, Uncommon Sense. They my peoples. I thought they were all our peoples, but Envy in here is salty. I sent so much beige rage in the air. All I know is when they walk in here, you better have that same energy, okay? And whatever issue you got with them, you better get off your chest. Don't sit there and pout like you usually do when you got an issue with somebody. All right?
Yeah, these two guys will be joining us when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Salt.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got two guests in the building.
Why you ain't say special guests, man?
We got Dickhead and F***y. Let's get
started. I would always like to start off by saying welcome. Thank you for having us here at Breakfast Club. You guys have always been very nice to us, helped us through our career. Elevated us with interviews.
My guys, what's going on?
We're going to start with this. You owe my wife an apology.
We owe your wife an apology?
Absolutely.
What do we do?
When you insinuated that she was there for the check on your show. Yes, she did. But you said she was there for the check. That's what you said exactly. I heard it.
And so you feel...
I have a clip right now. Yeah, you owe her
an apology. Let's hear the clip.
Hold on,
we got the clip on deck?
Me since 15.
All right, let's hear the clip.
Hold on, I'm talking. Since 15. before I had a dollar. She was making more money than me. So to insinuate that she was there for a check or she's good with Envy's check is a disrespect to me.
Okay, can I hear the clip?
You said
you don't remember what you... He does drink Beck's for breakfast.
Said,
no, he doesn't know.
No, we do four shows a week.
Yeah, seriously.
You said it on air. You said it on air.
All right, hold on. Well, let's hear it.
When was your relationship tested the most?
Well, he f***ed around on me.
Well, we went through a stage where Rashawn cheated on me. And
she's the real Nate, too.
Yep.
But to be honest with you, I didn't expect it because he treated me amazingly. Our sex life was good. He was always giving me compliments, very generous. Everything was fantastic. He was a wonderful father. He never failed at that. I really didn't see any red signs.
He's like, damn, you lying as hell. You lying like a motherfucker for me. I appreciate you, queen.
Any red signs. Wow. And when I found out, I hired a divorce attorney. I even began to prep my kids. And
how do you prep your kid? Your daddy ain't shit. You're dismissed.
I felt like a letdown. I felt like a failure. And you know, like I was Rashawn at home, but in the streets I was DJ Envy. So it was two different people. And
I didn't know DJ Envy.
And it was a situation.
Well, you know them DJ Envy checks though.
You know them DJ Envy checks though. That's a little disrespectful, brother.
That was a joke, Envy. For real.
I don't play that joke when you talk about my wife.
All right, I apologize then.
You know what I'm saying? You can talk about me all day. You can make jokes to me, but when it comes about my wife and my family, it's a little disrespectful.
Envy would never do another joke
about
you.
You should know that. Because you got kids and a wife.
I feel you. I feel you. I hear that. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
There is no but.
No, there has to be.
There is no but when it comes to wife and kids. There is no but.
But look.
You can talk about me all you want. Make fun of me all you want. But when it's wife and kids, there is no but.
Look at my Instagram comments. It's full of like, yo.
I don't look at your I don't talk about my wife and my kids. You can play with that. I don't play with that.
I don't play with that neither.
All right, then. At the end of the day. It was respecting it. You should know that immediately.
Come on. You really thought that was a disrespectful?
Yes, it was disrespectful. Yes, yeah. When my wife heard it, she thought it was disrespectful too.
Really?
Absolutely disrespectful.
Okay,
absolutely.
I'm sorry. I thought we was cool.
I thought it was cool.
It was like a jokey joke.
They apologize.
It's a jokey thing when you joke about me.
All right.
You could joke about me.
I did not know that. I did not know that. We have never had this conversation where you were like, your boundaries is here. Don't do this. Don't do this. We're having a conversation right now. You're telling me. And now I understand. You're telling us do not joke. You will not hear no more jokes about your family, about your kids, about you or nothing.
I talk about Charlamagne. I talk about y'all. I talk about you. But I'll never bring it to your wife and kids regardless.
Okay, cool. You've established that. We understand. We're Claro. Boom.
Everything good?
Everything's good.
Sure, y'all need 5 minutes, New York style. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I got my Spanx on. You know what I'm saying?
We good.
We can roll outside. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody Wu-Sa's fine. You know you good?
I'm good. We put some respect on your name. You know what I'm saying?
So, Meryl, you going to therapy now? I heard.
Yeah. It's very important. It's very important. Listen, it's overlooked in the Black and Latino community. To mental health is really overlooked. So, if you have the opportunity, if you have insurance, go to a therapist, man. Go weekly, you know what I'm saying? Make appointments and then get everything that you got on your mind or off your chest.
What made you decide that was necessary?
I got four kids, you know what I'm saying? And a mortgage and TV is very fickle. You know that. You know what I'm saying? They always say the easy part is getting on TV. The hard part is staying on TV and continuing to make money in entertainment. So you got that stress on you. You
anxiety
got
anxiety of that, of possibly losing everything.
Everything, you know what I'm saying? For no, you know what I mean? Yeah, like you say the wrong thing and it's all gone.
Yeah.
But you guys are investing in other things too.
Oh, yeah, of course. We're diversifying, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do a celebrity boxing match with Envy, you know what I'm saying, next week. You know what I mean? It's going to be lit.
I would love that.
Oh, my God.
I would love that.
Envy's been taking boxing, FYI.
I had another question on my list for y'all. Hold on, let me read it. Has anybody ever pressed y'all about the spicy commentary y'all give out?
Is there a tape delay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Of course. I mean, like, yo, listen, it's at the end of the day, it's a cultural commentary show, and if something happens in the culture, this is the culture. Y'all are the culture.
Right.
So if something happens and it's a big deal, people talk about it, we talk about it.
Well, aside from today, when else has this happened?
People pressing us and busting
us? Not really. Like, we have Congress people on our show. We have, like, celebrities and stuff. Like,
I know
to be in, like, little beefs and stuff, that's not, at the end of the day, that doesn't help make content, doesn't help the culture, doesn't help anybody, so. Yeah.
Who's been your biggest guest so far, you would say?
Probably Kristen Gillibrand, the congresswoman.
That's
like, for, because it wasn't even, like, she wasn't just doing it for promo. Like, she really rocks with the show and stuff. And, you know, just to be aware that we're on, like, some white lady who's in power's radar is like, okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of trajectory you want to go towards. You want to go towards people who have influence and power and then try to do some good with that.
Shout out to my guy, Adriano Espaillat, another congressman who came on the show. You know what I mean? Adriano Espaillat. I said it very Latino for you because I know you got the Afro-Latino up. You know what I'm saying? I know you got a
I don't want no problems with the Afro-Latinos. By the way, man, I don't know what kind of Jamaican voodoo Jesus put on me back in the day, But Jesus was trying to get me out to paint with black women for a long time.
Oh, here we go, guys. 3 years late.
All right,
but that's about who? But it's you. You dig your old grave.
I didn't do it.
It's your old grave. Every day you dig your old grave. Like, you can't. You just don't leave well enough alone, bro.
Yo, have you just walked out of here?
I mean, not for nothing. No, we doing a 5-city tour. So, I mean, be sure to check that out. We got Brooklyn,
Bronx,
Queens,
Manhattan,
Staten Island.
Get to that. Please put the camera on Envy's chair right now. That is light skin. You hear me?
Bro, why is he so tight though?
Okay. So the thing is,
listen,
you gotta know we work with Envy, so we know. But I guess any mention
I
of
did not see him act
any,
like that. I didn't know that was
his
coming.
His wife is gonna set him off.
But
right?
I'm the same way. I chased, yo, true story. Back in the day, like this is like pre-TV Merrill. I'm in Bay Plaza Shopping Center, shout out to Bay Plaza, going to the supermarket with my 4-month-old son in a stroller. My wife is pushing him across a crosswalk. This dude ignores a stop sign, almost hits the carriage, and says to my wife, yo, you bitch.
Woo.
I was like, what? I chased this down like 2 blocks on foot while he was in his car, pulled this his car, and that's where I'm gonna end the story because of statute of limitations.
Well, I mean, I can't say why he's upset, but that don't sound like the equivalent of what you all just did.
You know what I'm saying? But like at the same time, people find certain things disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like it varies. It's subjective. Like if you call my wife a bitch, to me that's disrespectful.
Right. My thing is, he just pressed us on air about it. We apologize. It should be over.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Am I wrong for
and
that?
And I get it. Yeah. It felt like a harmless joke, but to him. People don't really know their whole story, so I think what it is that people probably do say, oh, she's just with him for the money all the time, but he probably felt like, we cool, y'all come on the show. And Gia definitely has held him down from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know,
see, we had no malice about that. We thought we was cool. We joke on Charlamagne.
Yes, I can.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
he laughed.
But you know what it is too, but Charlamagne jokes on y'all too.
Yeah. So I thought he was gonna joke back, but I guess that's not how it works. Now it's like bad, because now it's like next time we get invited up here, it's gonna be like, yo, is it gonna be like last time?
We gotta figure something out.
Black women hate me because of Jesus.
Oh, stop it. Don't nobody care about you. Go worry about that.
That's
right.
Damn it,
Charlamagne. Black women hated you way before
Meryl.
Me.
Yeah. Come on now. We used to be on the set of Uncommon Sense. Jesus, for no reason, would be like, Charlamagne hates black women.
That's
he do.
I apologize. I'm sorry, Charlamagne.
It'll never happen again.
It will never happen again.
It'll never happen again. We will never make a joke.
Did I say something about you, Ed? Do I gotta come?
You might have.
You know what? No, you just be chilling in the car. But you know what? I apologize to you too.
Okay,
anybody listening to this, if we've ever roasted you, I'm sorry.
Look, man, nobody wins when the goddamn family feuds. We got more with my guys, Jesus and Merrill, when we come back. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy stormed out. Beige rage is real. But my guys, Jesus and Merrill, are here. What is the relationship with Jimmy Fallon? He seems to f*** with y'all heavy.
He's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
He's cool. We cool.
And it's funny because initially the promo run was like, yo, f*** Jimmy Fallon. Like, it was a joke. Like,
and we met him and we just vibed automatically. You know, he's just he's a harmless. He don't like, you know, like even like he ruffled Trump's hair and stuff. Like even he said, you know, like I try to stay away from politics and stuff. He's just trying to have a good, he's a white guy. He's just trying to have a good time.
I heard Jimmy gets f***.
I don't know about that.
No,
about that.
No comment.
I don't know about that.
No comment.
Why Breakfast Club always trying to get spicy?
No comment.
Okay, I just came over here to promote the tour. Five boroughs, five shows.
Look at this. We got 28 bottles of Don Julio.
Think about that. Putin come out here and be like, yo, I heard you talking spicy.
No, I'm sorry.
Vladimir Putin, we assaulted you last night. I'm sorry, too.
Wasn't he on your show, Fallon, last night?
Yeah.
I was going. I was like, yo, hold up. I'm like, I've seen him on Fallon like 7 times.
Yeah.
Fallon's on their show all the time. I'm like, you're getting f***ed up with Fallon.
Are you guys planning some projects together now?
That'd be nice. You know what I'm saying?
Is it true they got a limit of curse words y'all can say on
five? Five f***s that you gotta bleep out.
You can't say any up here.
Oh, we can't say they bleep
it. I accept your apology.
Okay, I'm sorry, Angela. I'm sorry, FCC. I'm sorry.
I was gonna compliment your shoes, but I don't want to be misogynist. I apologize about that.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
When did that rule come into play?
I mean, you can't just be all willy nilly, because then by the time you have to cut different versions of the show. There's an 11 o'clock version. Then there's a version that goes online. Then there's a version that comes on at like 9 a.m. when it rebroadcasts. And the 9 a.m. version can't have mad curses in it, or else it's just blank.
Yeah.
It's just all bleep. So it's more for the viewer, because you don't. It's like, you ever heard like a clean Migos song? And it's just like,
Sounds crazy.
Mama! Yeah.
And there's no words yet. Yeah. Then people just like, I like the show, but they're not saying anything.
I feel like most Migos songs don't have any words, but that's fine.
Right. Apologize to Migos.
Apologize to the Migos right now.
Quavo, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I will never, ever, ever disrespect your lyricism ever again, my
y'all
brother.
Y'all gotta stop because Envy's gonna be mad.
Again?
Again? No, how are you gonna be mad? Envy's going to be mad?
Envy's gonna be mad again?
I'm pretty sure Envy's mad.
Leave him alone.
I thought you think he's dead ass. Cause like as
he
again,
is dead ass.
No, as a married man with children, like I take that seriously. But
I'm just
by the way, Envy could have just sat out the interview like I did Troy Ave. He didn't have to even do that.
I think it had a lot more impact the way he did it.
Did it?
Yeah, I think so.
Was it good? You think this was good for anybody?
I didn't know this was good.
You think when this goes viral, it's gonna have the impact that is gonna make Breakfast Club look good? Are people gonna wanna come up here now? Are people gonna be like, nah, y'all just setting niggas up?
People already don't wanna come up here.
That's the crazy thing. Like where y'all friends? Like, people were like, oh, Jesus Mero, what was it? Like, people stop me on the street. I'm like, yo, you on Breakfast Club. Not getting me confused with Charlamagne. Right. But like, yo, you always up there. And that would be like, I know my phone is definitely going to be like, yo, really did you like that?
I didn't know that was coming, my brother.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, like, I know. No, Charlamagne, yeah. I know. I mean, listen, you can't know
what was coming.
I knew it was coming, but I don't care about shit like that, man. Like, at the end of the day, like, look, once you get kicked in the head with a Timberland and you've been in a couple of fights, like, you know how to take a punch and you can defend yourself. And if it ever comes to that, but it's not going to come to that.
It's not even that. It's like, you know, you want to maintain good relationships and entertainment and stuff. Yeah. You know, like, we out of the projects we want to promote. Like, we wanted to have him on the show. That's not going to happen now. Like, he's going to come on the show
and DDT us to a table or something.
And it's funny because, you know what, not for nothing, to go back on this, we was about to have DJ Academics on the show.
Don't do that.
We was going to have him on the list, we're gonna have him because we had Joe on. We're gonna have Shorty Nadeska. We're gonna have all of them on,
yeah.
But now, look,
then you may
don't block your own blessings.
I want an apology because you guys are also gonna be on the show. Yeah, what happened?
Yes,
what?
Because we're gonna have you on the show as a woman in entertainment. We're gonna have you on
Angela,
the show.
Why haven't you come on yet?
You haven't asked me.
You don't gotta ask.
So I'm just gonna show up.
You, Angela Yee.
You could just
pull up and be like, I'm on today.
You could just pull up and sit on the couch.
You could be like, oh, who's your guest today? Jude Law, get that out of here.
Wait, hold on, everyone, stop. Charlamagne got something to say. Charlamagne about to say something spicy. Charlamagne about to say something real spicy.
As a Jesus and Mero fan, if I don't see a breakdown of that, what we just saw, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to be honest with you. If I don't see the slow mo and all that shit,
I'm ready.
You see how Charlamagne just keep baiting the bear?
But look, this is the thing. This is the thing with me.
I'm going to be upset if I don't see it.
We're going to have to add Sonic Rings to it?
Yo, listen, man, to quote Oscar snub film Killer Season, where Cameron said, yo, this is not scheduled for us. This was a schedule for me, in particular, or Amber. You know what I'm saying? Like, we wasn't supposed to be famous comedians with TV shows and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I'm just living every day as it goes.
I know, but I'm still running late.
Content, man.
And I'm still going to be streaming. So it could be whatever it could be. But at the end of the day, I feel you, fam. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Listen.
You can be in your bag. You know what I'm saying?
Eddie, my love. I didn't mean for it to go this way.
We love you, brother. Yo, come on. It's like, I feel like it's Highlander, bro.
Yo,
like,
I feel like Bookers, for real. Man. I'm going to take my shoes off and fight this.
Come on, son.
All right? Now that got me tight. Y'all set me up for this. You got your man Wax out there. Where's my man?
I'm about to go sit over there and be the legend.
Wax is neutral. I'm very interested
to see what the comments are going to be like after this.
What if I go over there right now and sit in Envy's chair and I just do Envy for the rest of the show?
Whoa, nah. I apologize for even joking about that.
No, don't do that.
Serious question. Why do y'all think white people enjoy y'all so much?
Because there's a way for them to go to the hood without having to go to the hood.
Yeah. It's like going to the zoo.
Imagine if you could view the hood from the safety of your house.
Yeah, it's cool.
And then also, you know, like, it's kind of like Hamilton or The Wire. If you're up on it early, you're like, yo, you're the cool white person. And then if you're the white person that knows about the show and all your friends don't know about it, you're learning slang before them. You know about memes before them. Like, it's a great way to get a view into black Twitter and black culture and things like that.
Monday night, me and Elvis Duran was texting at like 10:30. You know, you do morning radio, so you're like, why are you still up? Yeah. And I'm like, why are you still up? And he was like, waiting on Jesus and Mero.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? For the longest time, I thought Elvis Duran was Dominican. Because I have an uncle whose literal name is Elvis Duran. Yeah. And I was like, yo, my man's out here, then I'll be a person. And then I seen him, I was like, oh, you're all white dude.
Yeah.
But he's a legend in the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Legend in the game, Jingle Ball, all day.
Whoa. don't threaten Elvis with a good time.
Hey. apologize to Elvis.
I'm sorry, Elvis. Right Elvis, I apologize, brother. I
didn't... That was weird.
Listen, we got more with DJ Zabero when we come back. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy had a fit of beige rage, and he stormed out. Because he's not rocking with DJ Zamero, but DJ Zamero are here. Angela, you got a question?
Do you think that he had a reason to be upset? I'm just curious.
Ah, why do we keep talking about
it? Well, since we've discussed it like five times, he feels married and blah, blah, blah. All that, you know?
He feels married?
No, he feels.
He just won't stop, will you?
He feels he's married and you know what I'm saying?
I mean, the funny part about it wasn't the actual situation, because that's never funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you, infidelity and marital problems is never, like, funny, something to laugh at. Unless you're laughing at your own pain. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, like, the funny part was, like,
the freeze frames in the slow mo.
Yeah, and then like, bro, you did this on television.
You feel me?
Like on the, not even the, what was it, the reel?
Fam, you know how many f***ing segments we do a week? Like, I don't even remember this. That's why I kept asking to play the clip. Like, if you really think I'm in my house every morning, like, yo, remember that thing we did about DJ Envy?
You know what? This has happened to all of us up here because Lil Yachty thought Charlamagne said something he didn't say. And, you know.
No, I'm not saying I didn't say it. I clearly said it.
No, but I'm saying, but, and sometimes people will tell Charlamagne he said something, he doesn't remember saying it, and we got to.
I don't be thinking about that shit after
exactly.
I say it. Yeah, me neither. That's what I'm saying. That's how I'm not, I don't really trust it.
People get so offended by things, and you might not even mean it that way. It's definitely happened to me also, you know. People,
you've been offended by it?
Yeah. No, people have gotten mad at me thinking I said something offensive.
I thought you were talking about the Gucci Man where he was like, okay.
So.
Did y'all reach out to your new friend Bow Wow since he got
what? I saw the clip. Did he really get snuffed?
They say he got snuffed,
but the clip. It seems like a hoax. And you know Bow Wow. You know every now and then you gotta wait till TMZ confirms what Bow Wow says.
Because he do be flying on private jets at the Southwest private jets.
He be jumping out there, man.
You can't
confirm everything he say.
Do you guys ever get mad at what people say about you?
Nah, man. You can't. If you're doing this, you can't have a thin skin.
If we are on TV talking about people and then people talk about us, like that would be a little hypocritical.
Also,
like I said, you won't go far in this if you have thin skin. Mm-hmm. Like you think Oprah, like people was calling Oprah types of stuff in the '80s and the '90s. If she allowed that to stop her on her path,
social
she wouldn't
media,
go in
there. Made it a lot different. I was just talking about this yesterday, how in me just getting to where I got to. Without having to deal with social media in the beginning of it, made it a lot easier for me.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's harder for kids now, like starting out trying to do this, because people come at you all the time.
When we first started, shout out to Charlamagne. You know, one of the best shows ever. I don't know why they ruined it and got rid of it, but Uncommon Sense. Every time. You know, like, I'd be so amped. I'd be like, yo, we did a show. Yo. I'm proud of we did a show with Charlamagne. Throw it on my Instagram. Yo, this is whack.
But
There was one girl, I remember, every time I posted, she was like, yo, I love this show, but y'all are not funny. Y'all are the worst thing ever. Y'all a bunch of coons, whatever. Every time we posted, and that girl, and I would go look at her page, and that girl's life was so sad and boring. All she had was like a little cat.
He's like asparagus
and stuff. So I'm like, yo, if you were on the internet trolling people and stuff like that, like, yo, you usually got more hurt in your, or you're doing it from like a private page or whatever.
Well, yeah,
like,
and let's be clear, people that are popping don't do stuff like that. Like, if you really got going really good, you don't be on. Like, on, I know I don't never leave comments on YouTube pages, and I don't do none of that because I don't really have time.
I do occasionally.
Well, you're a wild boy, Charlamagne.
That's what I'm saying. But I do it, too, sometimes just to keep the roast muscle tight. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know what I mean? You got to be able to come back and
smash. But I don't just attack people for no reason.
Definitely not.
Sometimes you don't got to attack people, but if people jump in your mentions every now and then, you got to show them that they're too good.
I can understand defending yourself, but I'm saying I don't just look at other people's, like, random.
Right, like, that's weirdo behavior.
Like trying to go in on them. I just never thought like that, and I don't even have time to do that.
Nah.
Because you gotta, like, for us, we know we're
career,
real people.
You're doing things.
But for other people, they use social media as just a game. Like, you ever look at, like, Boiler Alert? Shout out to them. Their comments.
Yeah. Comment creeping.
The comment creeping. There's people in those comments talking about Kim Kardashian. Like, they hang out with her every day.
Absolutely.
And they know things. And they're like, yo. And they're like, oh, they like, I know Charlamagne. Or they're like, I'm friends with Charlamagne and I know this. And you're looking at this like, who the hell is this person?
But I mean, you feel a lot of that, Jesus, because you have people thinking my wife was white. And also,
I apologize, Charlamagne, to you and your white wife.
And I was dating Paul Abdul.
That was true. Remember, he was dating Paula Abdul.
He dated Paula Abdul.
He did. See, look at that. You think you know a person? Bro, he lied to you about that.
Wait, he lied about shit. Remember the video?
You remember the video with the cat?
With the cat?
So straight up, now tell me he was in the background.
Yo. Oh, yes. Scat Cat.
They had him.
MC Scat Cat and Charlamagne. Y'all heard it here first, y'all.
Used to rap.
Yeah.
See,
listen,
I walked in here one day. Brandon out there, the intern, and another intern. They was like, "Yo, man. We ain't know you used to date Paula Abdul." I'm like, what the f*** are you talking about?
See, like, that's the beauty of the podcast.
They said you used to date Paula Abdul. I'm like, what?
We said on the podcast that Shaggy died in the Gulf War.
Believe it.
The people was like tweeting all day. It was like, "Yo, rest in peace. Thank you for your service."
I'm not gonna apologize to Shaggy.
No, Shaggy.
I'm sorry, Shaggy.
No, I'm sorry.
It wasn't me.
Shaggy dating Sting now.
He's dating Sting?
No, Sting did say they hooked up.
They met on Tinder.
No,
don't say that, because stop it. Shaggy's Jamaican. They don't play that.
He's a Jamaican.
I know. I'm saying don't say that about
Shaggy. Apologize to Jamaicans.
I apologize, Jamaica. Bocce boy.
Don't say that.
Wow. Apologize to my LGBTQIA people.
You can't say that. I know.
I like the energy.
I don't like the energy.
I respect the energy.
You know, I got to get out of here.
Don't take that out.
I get in trouble. I feel.
So let's talk about this tour. Everybody, we haven't gotten into that, because I see you guys are going to the Masonic Temple in Detroit.
In Detroit, which is
where we've done Coast to King.
Wow, y'all really Illuminati now.
We doing it, man. Listen, I'm gonna come in here with a thin red bracelet on my wrist. You know what I mean?
Seattle, Baltimore, Boston at the Wilbur,
Rhode Island Theater.
So off for the third time, Strand Theater, Rhode Island.
Nice.
Meyerhoff Symphony Hall in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, we got the New York tour as well, which is five boroughs. Yeah. Come on, Staten Island, get on the ferry, come out and see us.
Oh, so it's two different tours?
It's two tours. We got the country tour, and then we got the borough tour.
You know what I mean?
So it should be exciting.
Queen show's going to be lit, because everybody's going to come down like Fan Man and try to snuff us.
Wow. You said Fan. That's two good references. That was two good references. But apologize to Envy.
I'm sorry, Envy.
Can I turn my camera on and get the lobby action?
I hope there's no lobby action.
Can we get
security to walk us out?
No.
I'm feeling for my safety.
Nick, keep the camera rolling just in case. I don't know, man.
Are you guys going to reach out to Envy behind the scenes?
Like,
yo, Elvis, I might send an edible arrangement or something. I apologize. Like, what else should I do now?
Can you please send an edible arrangement?
You want?
Yeah, send it Monday.
I got you, Angela.
Edible arrangement.
If y'all send an edible arrangement, Jamaica might get on you.
If I said it to another dude? Oh, man. I apologize to Jamaica and Edible Arrangements and some other dudes out there.
Where can they get tickets for the tour, man?
Oh, you can go right now. If you go to bodegasushi.com, there's links to all the country tour tickets, and if you go to DJsAndMeroDoNYC.com, there's tickets available for all the NYC tour.
Most of them are sold out, but you can still go to Shaolin.
Yeah, no, actually, no, if you go, we might release a couple more tickets for
you
y'all. So if you weren't able to get for like the Apollo and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Try again. We might got you.
Where's it in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, we doing
King's
it in
Theater.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm from, Flatbush.
What's the show now?
I mean, I'm saying, that's a rude question, Charlamagne. Charlamagne, what happened last time someone came on your show talking about how much money they was getting for shows?
Okay?
Charlamagne, I need you to stop.
I need you to understand, we need to do better for us. We need to do better for us, Charlamagne. Please understand that.
Oh, man, Jesus and Meryl, y'all. That's the Breakfast Club.
I apologize to everybody.
If you heard this, you offended, please.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to throw an apology out there, too. I don't know, man. I apologize, too. God damn it.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
Ain't no morning.
What?
Envy kept that same energy. I'm like, okay.
What?
All right.
What?
You think you went a little too far?
No.
I'm just playing white devil's advocate here. I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm just asking a question.
I'm telling you,
I'm just seeing what people are saying, and you know, I
couldn't stay in the interview because my energy wasn't there.
We felt the beige rage,
and I didn't want to, you know, do anything stupid.
We felt the beige rage.
So I just said, step out.
We understand.
All right,
but I'm still taking your ass to Breakfast Club court next hour.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Joel Santana.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Joel Santana looks like it's getting a little worse for him. Well, you know, he got arrested for a gun charge. Well, I ain't even going to say allegedly. He was in the airport. His bag went through the metal detectors. They found a gun, and he went a-running. Well, now it seems like in that bag was 8 oxy pills. So he was also charged for unlawful possession of a weapon and now controlled a possession of a controlled dangerous substance.
People, listen, when I go through TSA, I know what kind of lotion I got, what size it is. I know what kind of face creams I got because you know I love me a good face cream. Right. I love to exfoliate. So I know what's in my bag, right?
Right.
There's no way he didn't know he had all of this stuff on him. Gun, drugs, what else?
And oxy pills.
Come on, man.
But I was thinking, can he say... I grabbed my man's bag and I didn't know what was in it.
It don't matter. You still got to, you know, he was on your possession. You're in possession of that stuff. Mm. So why tell on your man at that point?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, we'll see what happens. Now, I think this next date is March 26th. Now, Snapchat, they did a horrible mistake. You could tell nobody's really effing with Snapchat. On Snapchat, they did Would You Rather, and they have a picture of Rihanna, and it says, slap Rihanna, and then under it was a picture of Chris Brown that said, or punch Chris Brown. What's funny about that?
The Chris Brown getting punched is funny, but not to slap Rihanna.
Yeah, I don't know why they would do
that. Rihanna was a victim of domestic violence.
Well, of course, everybody started attacking Snapchat, and they pulled it down immediately.
And the only reason it's funny because it's Chris Brown, because Chris Brown is a so-called bad guy. Like, they, you know, he has the reputation in the media of being a bad guy, so nobody feels sorry for the bad guy.
Oh, they said they're so sorry that it happened, and they pulled it down immediately.
Snapchat made that?
Yeah, like a little, I guess, a game or a feature. I don't know what it was. But
I don't be on Snapchat. I've been deleted Snapchat off my phone a long time ago.
And also, there's a snippet of Drake, and he's rapping on a Lauryn Hill song. Let's play a snippet of it.
Where do y'all get these terrible sound quality snippets, man?
Well, that actually came from Snapchat. Lauryn Hill's son posted that. So people think that maybe Lauryn Hill's son and Drake have maybe a collaboration.
Or maybe Drake sent it to Lauryn Hill to get clear.
That's what happened. So that's what it looks like. So we'll see. We'll see Drake over Lauryn Hill beat maybe if she likes it and she clears it. And that's your rumor report. I don't do rumors.
I hate when you do rumor report.
He's back soon. I don't like doing these either. All right. Well, that's your rumor report.
I just feel like you should be rubbing your nipples the whole time while you're talking doing rumor report.
Is that how you see me?
Well, you know, I saw a different side of you this morning. All right. That beige rage was kind of interesting.
Oh, my goodness. What are you giving your donkey to, you idiot?
A young lady named Morgan Roof needs to come to the front of the congregation, okay? She's a crack-ass, cracker white devil from South Carolina, my home state. And when you hear this story, if you are upset that I am calling her a crack-ass, cracker white devil, then you're probably a crack-ass, cracker white devil, too, because there is a difference between good white people and racist, bigoted, crack-ass, crackers, and white devils. And this young lady is indeed the latter.
Okay. All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 15th, goes to 18-year-old Morgan Roof. Sadly, Morgan is from the great state of South Carolina, my home. Drop on the clues bombs for South Carolina, damn it. 843-803-864 all day. Now, for most people, when they hear the words roof, they think of the top of houses, the top of buildings, okay? In South Carolina, when you hear the word roof, well, at least to me, I think about that racist, bigoted, crack-ass, cracker, white devil, Dylan
cracker
Roof.
Cracker-ass, cracker!
Yes, who murdered 9 innocent people at Emmanuel AME in 2015, walked up in the church, prayed with them and everything, and then started bussing, killed 9 people. And for the record, if you heard me just now, call that piece of pig feces, Dylan Roof, a cracker-ass, cracker, white devil.
Cracker-ass, cracker!
And you're offended that I use those terms? It's probably because you're a racist, bigoted, don't hit the drop. Crack-ass, cracker, white devil, too. All right? Good white folks out there, in order to properly separate yourself from the racist bigots of our society, you have to tell the truth and shame the white devil and call people like Dylan Roof what they are. Crack-ass crackers, okay? Now, today's donkey of the day is Morgan Roof. Dylan's 18-year-old sister. She attends A.C. Flora High School in Columbia, South Carolina. Salute to the Metro, the 803. You know I have the key to the city in Columbia, South Carolina. Thank you to Mayor Stephen Benjamin for that honor. I also have my own day in Columbia, South Carolina as well. August 8th, all right? That's home for me. My wife graduated from the University of South Carolina. Salute to everyone who listens to us on Hot 103.9 in Columbia, South Carolina. That is home, okay? And sadly, it's home to Morgan Roof as well. Now, clearly, Morgan Roof comes from a long line of white devils, all right? Dylan Roof was not an isolated random act of racism. Clearly, this whole Roof family is a clan of racists, and Morgan yesterday was carrying on tradition. See, Morgan was arrested Wednesday, all right? Would you like to know why she was arrested? Let's go to WIS-TV, NBC News, Channel 10 for the report, please.
Richland County deputies say the sister of Charleston church shooter Dylan Roof has been arrested for carrying weapons onto school grounds.
A bond hearing was just held for 18-year-old Morgan Roof at the Alvin S. Glenn Detention Center, and they arrested her for having two weapons, pepper spray and a knife, on school grounds. They also charged her with marijuana possession. In bond court, Roof was pretty quiet. Her voice was trembling a little bit as a judge screened her for a public defender. That judge, by the way, told Roof she is facing some serious charges and ultimately gave her a cash bond of $5,000. Now, another condition of her bond, she will not be allowed to return to the incident location during the condition of her bond, her high school, A.C. Flora.
I know that seems light. She was arrested for drugs and weapons charges, had a knife and pepper spray, some weed. Pretty light considering what her crack-ass cracker brother Dylan Roof did. But let's keep in mind, yesterday, right, students all across the country were participating in Wednesday's walkout of classes, protesting school shootings and gun laws, right? Now, yesterday, Envy expressed some concern. You could express some concern for your daughter participating in that.
Yeah, my daughter was kind of nervous. She didn't want to go outside because she feels like that was an easy target because all the students were in one spot, one place.
I understand that. Well, some racist bigots like Morgan Roof were thinking that way, too. Let's go back to WIS-TV, NBC 10, to hear what Morgan Roof had to say on her Snapchat.
18-year-old Morgan Roof posted a Snapchat. Keep in mind, it is a day of national walkout. Students across the country walked from their high schools out the front doors to protest gun violence. So I want to read you some of that alleged post. Quote, "You're walking out for the allowed time of 17 minutes. They are letting you do this. Nothing is going to change. What the blank you think it's going to do? I hope it's a trap and y'all get shot. We know it's fixing to be nothing but black people walking out anyway," end quote.
Wow.
That's Morgan Roof, ladies and gentlemen, Dylan Roof's sister. I'm going to quote Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou said, "Hate, it has caused a lot of problems in the world, but has not solved one yet. When will America learn that?" Morgan threw all that hate out there, but the only person suffering right now is her. Your brother is in jail for the rest of his life, and eventually they're going to kill him. He got the death penalty, all because he was a hateful, racist bigot. All right? Smart people learn from their own mistakes. Wise people learn from the mistakes of others. Why didn't you learn from your dumbass brother? Does racism and bigotry mean that much to you that you are willing to throw your life away over people you hate? What's the logic in that? You hate someone so much that you are willing to ruin your life because you hate them? Makes no sense to me. In therapy, they teach me to avoid, approach, or attach when it comes to dealing with things like anxiety. Can you racist apply that to your racism? Because racism has to be a form of anxiety, right? Like an irrational fear. You have irrational fears of black people, irrational hate. Look, I don't know what your issue is, but just avoid us. All right, segregate yourself. Mind your business. Talk about us behind our backs. Walk on the other side of the street when you see us. But keep your racist rhetoric and your racist actions to yourself. Because in the words of Coretta Scott King, hate is too great a burden to bear. It injures the hater more than it injures the hated. The Roof family is proof positive of that. Please give Morgan Roof the biggest hee-haw, please. And for good measure.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in that family, but that's crazy. That is a lot of racism.
And for good measure? No.
He meant that.
You know what I mean. And for good measure?
Cracker ass, cracker.
There you go.
My goodness.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, let's talk about what happened last hour. My guy, Desus and Mero, was up here. First of all, I hate this whole situation because nobody wins when the family feud. Envy is my guy. Desus and Mero are my guys. But rules are rules. Okay, and you know, I can't tell somebody how to react to a situation. Desus and Mero had some things to say about DJ Envy and his wife when they were on The Real.
Right, they did an 18-minute sketch.
Yes, on their show, on Vice.
on their show about me and my wife doing the reel.
Do we have any clips of that? Can we play this? Play.
Well, all we have is the clip of earlier today. But on the clip, they talked about everything I went through, me cheating on my wife, which we talked about here 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about I was a lame for doing the reel, you know, because I shouldn't be on the reel, where I was on there actually talking about my podcast and my live show, so I don't know why I wouldn't be on there talking about that.
Well, no, I think what they were saying was you were outnumbered. It was six women against one guy talking about cheating.
Yeah, no, we weren't talking. The topic wasn't cheating. Yeah, it wasn't cheating. Yeah, yeah. It's like anybody comes on the show, I can't tell people what to ask.
They ambushed you the way you ambushed Desus this morning.
Yeah, they asked a question and I answered. Yes. I had no problem answering it. But this is what happened this morning when Desus and Merrill came on earlier this mm-hmm. morning.
You owe my wife an apology when you insinuated that she was there for the check on your show. When you said she was there for the check. That's what you said exactly. I heard it.
And so you
I
feel
have clip right now. Yeah, you owe her.
Right,
let's hear the clip.
We went through a stage where Rashawn cheated on me. And
she's the real name too.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, I didn't expect it because he treated me amazingly. Everything was fantastic. He was a wonderful father. He never failed at that.
He's like, damn, you're lying as hell. You're lying like a motherfucker for me. I appreciate you, queen.
When I found out, I hired a divorce attorney. I even began to prep my kids.
How do you prep your kids? Your daddy ain't shit.
I felt like a letdown. I felt like a failure. Mm-hmm. Like I was Rashawn at home, but in the streets I was DJ Envy. Mm-hmm. So it was two mm-hmm. different people. And
I didn't know DJ Envy.
And it was a situation.
Well, you know them DJ Envy checks, though.
You know them DJ Envy checks, though. That's a little disrespectful, brother.
That was a joke, Envy, for real?
I don't play that joke when you talk about my wife.
All right, I apologize then.
You see what I'm saying? You can talk about me all day. You can make jokes to me. But when it comes about my wife and my family, it's a little disrespectful.
Envy would never do another joke about you.
You should know that. Because you got kids and a wife.
No, I feel you. I hear that. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
But there is no but.
No, there has to be.
There is
to be
no but when it comes to wife and kids. There is no but.
Ah, that beige rage is amazing.
It's not no beige rage. And the whole thing is, I don't care, you know. You guys make jokes of me. People make jokes of me. And we make jokes of people. And that's fine. That's cool. I don't have no problem with that. But then when you talk about my wife and basically say, you know, she's there for the check or she knows DJ Envy's checks, like she's there for money. When I've been with this woman since we were 15 years old, over 24 years I've been with her.
Mm.
And when I was with her, I wasn't making no money. She was holding me down. She was making all the money. She gave up her career for me. And she sat there and raised those children, our five kids, held down the house, held down everything and that had to do with that house. So the disrespect my wife talked about, oh, she's there for a check, I found the disrespectful.
Listen,
and
I respect
and,
it.
And I wanted to give him the same energy, and that's what it was. And the
you
reason
definitely gave him the same energy. I didn't. Well, by the way, I didn't know what the energy was because your energy wasn't there until they got here.
And the reason I left the interview is because my energy wasn't right. And if I didn't want to sit here and joke. You're a jokester. You like to laugh and
what
joke.
What are you talking to?
That's what you do.
Could you stop this talk? Like, don't talk to me.
You like to joke and play, and I didn't want to play. I didn't want to play. I knew it was going to go somewhere else, so I said, you know what? I'm going to back myself out from this situation and walk out the room. They apologize. Okay, that's cool. But I didn't want to play that game with them this morning, especially with you joking.
And, what are you talking?
And me hearing
the
interview.
Hit the goddamn Breakfast Club court music. I'm so sick of this
And me hearing the interview in the other room, I heard you joking like you do.
1-800-585-1051. Did DJ Envy take it too far?
Or huh?
Was the beige rage necessary?
Or do you have to check a coward's heart sometimes when you're talking about your family?
Drop
you
on the clues, talk about your family. DJ Envy. Now let the record show.
I don't care who you are. You don't let nobody talk about your family.
I've been working with Envy for almost 8 years. I've heard him quote this story about how MC Hammer checked him one time. He gets checked by the most random people. MC Hammer, Craig Mack, right? He told me one time MC Hammer told him, I had to check a coward's heart. He'd been waiting to drop that I had to check a coward's heart line for so goddamn long.
So? So? It's the Breakfast Club for morning. That was J. Cole Workout. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us early today, we had Desus and Merrill up here, and they did some stuff on their show that I didn't like. What? And I was just patiently waiting for them to come on the show so I could approach them and have that same energy.
You definitely were patiently waiting. I didn't know how much you were waiting for them to come here, but they did come here, and this happened.
You owe my wife an apology when you insinuated that she was there for the check on your show. When you said she was there for the check. That's what you said exactly. I heard it.
And so you
I have
feel
a clip right now. Yeah, you owe her.
Right,
you
let's,
owe
hear, let's hear the clip.
Let's hear the clip.
We went through a stage where Rashawn cheated on me, and
she's the real name too.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, I didn't expect it because he treated me amazingly. Everything was fantastic. He was a wonderful father. He never failed at that.
He's like, damn, you're lying as hell. You're lying like a motherfucker for me. I appreciate you, queen.
When I found out, I hired a divorce attorney. I even began to prep my kids.
How do you prep your kids? Your daddy ain't shit.
I felt like a letdown. I felt like a failure. Mm-hmm. Like I was Rashawn at home, but in the streets I was DJ Envy. Mm-hmm. So it was two mm-hmm. different people. And
I didn't know DJ Envy.
And it was a situation.
Well, you know them DJ Envy checks though.
You know them DJ Envy checks though. That's a little disrespectful, brother.
That was a joke, Envy.
I don't
for real.
That joke when you talk about my wife.
All right, I apologize then.
You see what I'm saying? You can talk about me all day. You can make jokes of me, but when it comes about my wife and my family, it's a little disrespectful.
Envy would never do another joke
and
about you.
You should know that because you got kids and a wife.
No, I feel you. I feel you. I hear that.
Now. Breakfast Club court.
Now, don't get it twisted. I do accept the apology because when he apologized, he sounded sincere, like he really didn't know, and he apologized and he understood. The reason I left the interview is because you're a jokester. You're a comedian. And
why does it always come back to Charlamagne?
And you make everything funny, and I was mad, and I didn't want that energy up here. So I said, I'm just going to remove myself from the situation. If somebody falls on their face and busts their nose, you make a joke out of it. That's
because
you.
I'm just trying to lighten the mood.
No, you're not.
You already hurt. So why continue to just add on to the pain?
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
It's Ouija.
Ouija, what's up, bro? You think I went too far?
I'm kind of disappointed in you, bro.
Why are you disappointed?
You know the contents of their show, okay? You in the limelight, okay? If I can see, if he was right up in front of you saying that in a disrespectful way, man, it was a joke, dude. I understand you've been with your wife since y'all was 15, but for you to get a two and walk out the show, for one, that's unprofessional. And two, man, you gotta brush that off, man.
Nah, I don't brush that off. When they talk about my wife, I don't brush that off. That's something I don't play. I don't play with my wife and my kids.
Listen,
you can make fun of me all day. And to be here and to get into an altercation because I was still mad at it, nah, it made no sense. So I removed myself from the situation.
You can't tell people how to react. You understand what I'm saying? If that's the way Envy chose to react and he felt that way, he has every right to feel that way.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. Hey, DJ Envy, good morning, man. I think you held yourself down, man. I think you did the right thing. I mean, you was not in line, you wasn't too aggressive, but you held your family down. I think Charlamagne, you need to hold your boy down because it was the right person. He would have held you down, man. He wouldn't be joking and laughing.
I joke and laugh about everything, especially when it comes to a situation between two of my peoples, all right? Jesus and Meryl, my people, Envy, my people. It's all good. Nobody wins when the family feud. They got some things off their chest. We keep it moving. Stop.
You're right, man. Nobody wins when the family lose. Have a good day, fellas.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Nobody wins when the family lose. Could you quote this right?
800-585-1051. You know, they're taking me to Breakfast Club court this morning. Some people said I overreacted. Some people said I didn't. Call us up right now. What's your opinion? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
We're in the middle of Breakfast Club court right now, and DJ Envy is on the stand.
Right.
Because DJ Envy is on the stand because he had to defend his household this morning against Jesus and Meryl. Can we hear what happened?
You owe my wife an apology when you insinuated that she was there for the check on your show. When you said she was there for the check. That's what you said exactly. I heard it.
And so you
I have
feel.
A clip right now. Yeah, you owe her.
Right,
you
let's,
owe
hear, let's hear the clip.
Let's hear the clip.
We went through a stage where Rashawn cheated on me. And
she's the real name, too.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, I didn't expect it because he treated me amazingly. Everything was fantastic. He was a wonderful father. He never failed at that.
He's like, damn, you're lying as hell. You're lying like a motherfucker for me. I appreciate you, queen.
When I found out, I hired a divorce attorney. I even began to prep my kids.
How do you prep your kids? Your daddy ain't shit.
I felt like a letdown. I felt like a failure. Mm-hmm. Like I was Rashawn at home, but in the streets I was DJ Envy. Mm-hmm. So it was two mm-hmm. different people. And
I didn't know DJ Envy.
And it was a situation.
Well, you know them DJ Envy checks though.
You know them DJ Envy checks though. That's a little disrespectful, brother.
That was a joke, Envy.
I don't
for real.
That joke when you talk about my wife.
All right, I apologize then.
You see what I'm saying? You can talk about me all day. You can make jokes of me, but when it comes about my wife and my family, it's a little disrespectful.
Envy would never do another joke
and
about you.
You should know that because you got kids and a wife.
No, I feel you. I feel you. I hear that. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day,
there is no but. And I think any man out there that has a wife or some kids or has a girlfriend should stand up for your wife regardless. Like, you could take it as a joke, but it's disrespectful. Like, even if it's a joke, it's a disrespectful joke. And I don't play that. I'm sorry. Not when it comes to my wife.
Listen, the same thing with Michael Blackson, Kevin Hart. I don't tell somebody how to react ever, but especially when it comes to their family. You can't tell a man how to react to things that are going on in his household.
Jeanette.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to say thank you to the Breakfast Club. I also want to thank you guys because you guys are doing an awesome job. I enjoy you guys every day in the morning.
Oh, thank you very much. So did you think I was overreacting?
No. Kia deserves that. She's earned that. She's a respectable lady. I don't even know her, but I know her from IG, and she's done an awesome job.
Okay.
And she's been with you 15 years, and yes, she does deserve it. Well, and how dare you, Charlamagne?
What the hell did Charlamagne do? Why does Charlamagne always end up getting the blame? What did I do? I'm just sitting over here chuckling.
Are you going to talk doing too much? No.
I didn't say that. I'm playing. We're doing a show. I'm asking a question. I'm not saying he did too much. I'm just asking a question because people are saying they feel like he went overboard, but then other people are on his side. That's why it's court, baby.
Thank you, Jeanette.
No, he did not go overboard. He respects his wife and he checked that man. You know, I understand guys make mistakes, but you know what? It takes a good woman, a strong woman, to fix that. And she did. And you know what? I don't care. I don't even know her, but I would kick somebody's ass with you.
Okay. There you go.
I'm letting you right now. Don't f*** with her. I love her.
All right.
And I don't even know her.
All right. Thank you,
Jeanette. At Keith No Nickname on Twitter said, check a coward's heart is hilarious, and I'm using it at work today. Shout out MC Hammer.
I'll tell you that MC Hammer story one day. Hello, who's this?
Wilbur.
Hey, Wilbur. What do you think, man?
Yeah, I think you're there right. I actually think you should have knocked him out.
No, it ain't had to go that far.
You think I should have put hands on him?
Yeah. But I think I was disappointed on Charlamagne, man. I think he should have backed you up on this.
How did I not back? First of all, shut up. See all that? Right? Stop blaming Charlamagne for everything.
Bro, you his co-worker. You gotta be there for him, bro. I kind of think you was on the other guy's side, bro.
Well, first of all, Desus and Mero are my guys, just like Envy is my guy. All I was doing is sitting back, watching what was going on. And that's that.
You know what it is, Wilbur? Charlamagne's.
Oh, but it kind of sounded like you was on the other guy's side.
Charlamagne's a racist. Desus is dark skinned and I'm light skinned. And Charlamagne has had problems with light skinned brothers for a long time.
Mero is light skinned.
But you was sticking up with. I was
sitting over here minding my goddamn business,
thank
enjoying
you,
the beige rage. I'm going to be honest with you. I like seeing Envy in action. All right? I don't get to see it too often. Saw it with DJ Drama when he was up here. Never seen him act like that. Just now what he did with Desus. I think it's funny.
It's not funny. See, that's the reason I walked out, because you think everything's funny. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Allie from Florida. How are you?
Hey, Allie. Good morning. Did you think I overreacted, Allie?
DJ Envy, let me tell you. I think that you did what a real man should do. I think that you stood up for your wife. You stood up for your family. You stood up for your livelihood. You did exactly what any real man should do. And I thank you for being a real man, because we need more of that in this world. So, no, I don't think you overreacted. I think you did exactly what you should have done.
Okay, well, thank you, Mama.
And once again, you can't tell a person how to react ever. If you say something about somebody and they react, that's just the way it is. I always tell everybody that. I told Desus and Mero that from the beginning. I tell Envy that. So, yo, I can't be mad at the way Envy reacted. He stood up for his family. I just don't want y'all to keep beefing. Nobody wins in the family feud. See, but this is the problem, too. You light-skinned.
What does that mean?
You hold grudges. Because yesterday, Mero, you know, wanted to come say what's up to you just to be like, yo, we good? Peace? When he was leaving? And you had your back to him the whole time. Wouldn't even turn around.
I didn't see him.
See what I'm saying?
I didn't see him.
What I'm saying?
I didn't see him.
Listen, I thought it was a great show this morning.
You know what?
I think we had a great show
this
morning.
When we come back, we got rumors. I'll tell you about Meek Mill. He might be getting out sooner than you guys think. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, as they're saying, Meek Mill has a strong chance that he's getting out very, very soon. His attorney filed a motion, and it looks like he should be getting out in a couple of weeks. That's what they're saying.
I thought about Meek Mill this morning. I think we should write him a letter, man, just to say, you know, hold your head up or something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
I think he uses his social media, so I hit him back and forth a couple of times on social media, tell him hold his head, and we miss him out here.
That'll be dope if he gets out in a couple of weeks. But let me tell you something, man. Forget all the rest of the rumors, because I hate when you do rumors anyway.
Good.
Everybody is hitting me up right now because you used the line, you know, in reference to how you was talking to Desus this morning, and you said you had to check a coward's heart. I've been working with you for 8 years. I've heard you tell this story a million times. That's
right.
Not your line that you quoted.
That's MC Hammer's line.
That line comes from MC Hammer. Tell him the story, please.
When I was doing mornings on the other station with Ms. Jones, we were supposed to interview MC Hammer. It was me and Michael Sean. Ms. Jones was out. And Hammer was on his way. So, you know, as he was driving to the station, we were making fun of him. Like we always do. You can't touch this. Hammer's broke. This, that, and the other, yada, yada, yada. So when Hammer came to the station, Hammer was very upset, and he was mad. But, you know, we were still joking.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we would say like, oh, Hammer's mad. We better pray. Pray, we better pray.
Okay.
And say, Hammer said he gonna beat us up. Can't touch this. Like, doing stuff like that.
Stop talking to me like I've heard this story a million times because I have. Talk to the people.
I know. So that's what happened. We were making jokes of MC Hammer using his songs, and we thought it was funny.
Okay.
Little did I know that Hammer's like ex-military, works out.
Hammer will bust your ass.
Absolutely.
All right.
And Hammer stood up, and he stood over Michael Sean and said, you know what? Say another joke. I'm here to test a coward's heart.
And you've been waiting to use that line ever since. But and you finally got to use it this morning.
I know.
First of all, drop one of Clues bombs for Beige Magic. Because Beige Magic doesn't get, you know, any respect in this era because of Black Magic. But Beige Men Magic is kind of special. Because how else would you find a way to quote MC Hammer on the radio in 2018?
Look, and MC Hammer, to this day, I got nothing but respect for MC Hammer. And if you ever think you're going to disrespect MC Hammer, he will whip your ass. And then at the end of it, say, I came to test the coward's heart. I don't know. That was like maybe 10 years ago.
The fact that you've been waiting to use that line for a decade. And finally got it off this morning.
Now, I also heard another story about you.
What?
Now, what's going on with you and Tyler Perry? What's your connection?
What are you talking about?
There was a headline that you just read.
Oh, on TV One. Salute to TV One. TV One has this great show that comes on called Uncensored. It comes on Sunday at 10 p.m. They do like these mini documentaries about people. Mm-hmm. Tiffany Haddish had one, Rick Ross, Nia Long, Tamar Braxton. And my episode is actually coming on this Sunday at 10 p.m. And my father's on it, and Envy and Angelia on it, G-Spin's on it. And TV One has this crazy headline right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even want to retweet it. It says,
say it.
I shouldn't be laughing at this because it ain't funny. But it said, "See to God reveals how Tyler Perry's own admission of molestation helped the radio personality identify his struggles with being raped at a young age." Watch an exclusive sneak peek and be sure to tune in to watch Uncensored Sunday at 10/9 Central. Was I raped?
Wow. Yeah,
I got molested. Why they couldn't say I got molested? Yeah, I got molested at 8.
Molested sounds a little easier. Rape just sounds, goodness gracious.
Exactly. My cousin's ex-wife used to touch on me when I was 8 years old. I used to enjoy it. Only reason I made her stop because she had got a Jerry curl. I didn't like the smell of her Jerry curl. But now I got to go to my therapist on Friday because I go every Friday at 3.
And you got to ask if you got raped.
Did I get raped?
Maybe you did get raped.
Like, this is a salacious headline, TV One.
Goodness gracious.
Jesus Christ. Did I get raped? And by the way, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, because remember, I used to always say, if things go bad for me at some point in my life, and I've been saying this for years, mm-hmm. I'm a Me Too Tyler Perry. And right. I ain't never met Tyler Perry. All right?
Right?
But I just feel like people will believe that and he would just cut me a check.
You know what?
I know that's wrong.
You know what?
But this is what I've been feeling for years. So I'm looking at this headline and I'm like, wow, is this like everything, all my BS coming to get me at once?
You know what?
I got to talk to my therapist about this.
All right. That is your rumor report. People's Choice mixes up next. Let us know what you want to hear at DJ Envy Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.